Hi, cutie. Surprised to see me? Since you didn't tell me where you worked, I simply just followed you. Oh, come on. Surely you didn't think I was just satisfied with last night, do you? Oh, come now. I'm sure I could have edged you at least 3 more times. You were just so adorable, bucking your hips uncontrollably. With your hoarse voice, begging for release. Are you ignoring me now? I can work with that. Oh, don't mind me. You're working, aren't you? You know, one of the nice things about being a ghost is that I can touch you through these pesky clothes. You can feel my soft touches on your neck, your arms, your sides, and your thighs. Not only that, but you can also feel my tongue. Your nipples last night were so pink and perky. I couldn't resist teasing them. I wonder, how would you react if I licked them? Looks like your body is pretty honest. What if I tried sucking them? I'll suck one and I'll tease the other with my fingers. Looks like you really enjoyed that. You're really going to have to hide those moans better, pet. You don't want to be caught, do you? Remember, only you can hear and feel me. Oh, what is this? It's quite an impressive bulge. I think you're even harder than you were last time. It's almost as if you're completely naked at work. I saw your cock twitch there. I must say, I had no idea that you were going to be this into it. Tell you what, I'll give you a choice. I can either leave you alone and never interrupt you at work again, or you can join me in the break room I passed by earlier, and I'll help you with your hard problem. So, what'll it be? It's your lunch break right now, isn't it? I thought so. I must say, this is a really nice break room. Lovely couches, several vending machines, ooh, a nice carpet too. With that all aside, sit down on that couch. You know, just hearing those muffled moans in your cubicle made me almost snap. It took so much of my willpower to not just fuck you right there and then. But now, I finally have you. What's wrong? You don't like this? Agonizingly slow speed that I'm riding you? No. Don't you dare buck those hips of yours. I'll be fucking you at this slow speed. I'll be deciding what speed that I'll be going at. Ah, oh, I love hearing your desperate whines. Maybe I'll go at a faster case. Oh, are we going to have an audience for this? No, I gotta go faster. Relax, pet. I closed and locked the doors before we started. But you might have to use both of your hands to hide your sounds. Still, don't you dare move your hips. It looks like they left. I think my pet did an excellent job. Time to go even faster. Tell me when you're close, okay, pet? You're close? Okay. Well then, it's time to stop then. Aw, you're making such a desperate look. I'm sorry, pet, but I just realized if you came right there and then, your pants would just absolutely be ruined. We can't have that. And it looks like your lunch break is over as well. Thank you for the meal. But if you're a good boy for the rest of the day, I'll milk you dry when we get back home. Have a fun at work.